Welcome to the show, After the Show podcast. Today, this is just a bonus. Russell Dickerson joined me. This is Eden. Amadeus is on that dream trip of his to LA to see Duran Duran inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So today I'm sharing with you from Friday, today's show, Russell Dickerson, whose brand new album was released today. It's called RD3. Russell Dickerson, it's his third album. So RD3 is what they're calling it. And he was very excited. And so I'm going to share with you like a recap of the morning, finishing off with news of the weird. It's been quite a morning having Russell Dickerson take Amadeus's seat as my co-host. And among the things we had an opportunity to talk about, of course, this is RD3 day. This is the day his new album comes out. So we talked about that for a bit.
Today's the day. You know, it's here. It's upon us. I think it should be a national holiday. I'm just going to throw that out there. And it's a glorious day to be alive.
It's a Jacksonville holiday.
It is.
We're super stoked about this. We are so happy to have you all morning long with us. Do you have butterflies on a day like this, or is it like good anxiety? Is there any nervousness?
Yeah, all the things. Excitement, nervousness, giddiness, you know, excited, anxious, like just happy, stoked, relieved. Those are all feelings that I'm feeling right now.
We also talked in the good stuff about the fact that Russell Dickerson is an ambassador for the CMA Foundation, which puts a highlight on music education, and that the reason that's so near and dear to him is that his mom was not just his piano teacher, but his music teacher in school.
Yeah, she was.
Don't you have a story about like she wouldn't let you take a break, a bathroom break when you were practicing?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm her son. She knew I was fibbing. And I specifically remember, like, I got up in front of the whole class. I'm like, Mom, I need to go to the bathroom. She's like, no, you don't. Go sit back down. I'm like, Mom, in front of all my friends? Come on.
And, of course, in Trending Now, we featured the fact that RD3, Russell Dickerson's new album, is out today.
It is. I mean, it's trending. It's trending more than the Kardashians after a makeup drop. You know what I'm saying?
What's your favorite thing about this album? What sets it apart? Why is it special to you?
I think my favorite thing about this album, honestly, is that I can listen to every single song 18,000 times. Like, I already have. Like, I listen to the demos, then we go into the studio, and then I listen to mix after mix after mix, and then it gets mastered, and I listen to that.
News. Intellectual yet stimulating.
News of the week. You can give me the details.
News of the weird time. And of course, we still have our special guest host, Russell Dickerson, with us because we're celebrating his new album release. It's RD3 Day. We'll definitely be talking about that. But since this is News of the Weird, Russell, what is the weirdest venue you've ever played or weirdest experience you've ever had? And I know I'm putting you on the spot with that question. Is anything
weirdest
come to mind?
Venue, yeah, or experience? Actually, okay. So this was in my band in college. We actually played like a taekwondo dojo or something. It was some sort of taekwondo building. And we literally played the show, loaded all our gear out, and slept on the floor of that dojo.
Let that be a lesson to all up-and-comers, right? I mean, you'll go where you got to go and do what you got to do.
Exactly. If you want this dream, you want to chase this dream down, you need to sleep in a dojo or two.
Here you go. Some sage wisdom from our special co-host from today, Russell Dickerson.